for Solène. She was talking from Rennes in the north of France. We are now in the south of France, in Rodez, in Aveyron, and the next one will be from Croatia. The nice coast where it should be sunny now. It's sunny here too, we had nice, and I will take away from the audio stream and then Parasite can take over.
Hear me? Anyone? Hello? Okay, Solène says yes. Great, excellent. Well, greetings from Croatia. And yeah, so now there's the town monastery is ringing. It's 12 o'clock. I don't know if you could hear it or not. Hopefully, no. So yeah, today I'll talk about distribution I've been developing for some years now. It started in late 2016, and I just wanted an alternative to the Tails OS, which is kind of a similar thing, and it's been going on for quite longer. But the more time passed, the worse it got. So now they have GNOME 3 and all these really weird things. It takes really long to boot. It doesn't even work in virtual machines. So yeah, we decided to try and bring it back from the ground up. It focuses on privacy and anonymity, as Tails does. What I wanted to add on top of it was security, which I got in different ways. I'll talk about them. And last but not least, also freedom. So Heads is completely free software, and we do not allow any kind of non-free software, or firmware for wireless chips and stuff. So if you want those, you have to get them yourself. Yeah, Heads is based on Devon, which is another distribution I hope you know about. I won't be talking a lot about Devon today, maybe some other time. Heads is one of the distributions that is kind of testing Devon in ways of using its less stable packages and versions. Heads doesn't have systemd, as it just the same as Devon. That was the point of having Devon as a fork of Debian. Heads also has a custom build of the Linux kernel. So far I've been using the GR security patches. Now we'll be stopping with them, and we'll be switching back to mainline, but with different configurations and something more secure. We are minimalist where it's allowed to, meaning we have a full desktop, but what we're trying is not having a desktop environment, but making a desktop out of little components, which are really easy to pick out. Heads is built with the I call it an SDK, a simple distro kit. It's a library of shell functions basically that wraps around the bootstrap and various things that allow you to build your own distribution very easily. This is also one of the bigger things in Devon that allows you to make your distributions easily, allows you to customize them. Unfortunately, peer pressure made me write it in ZSH. This might change, might not in the future, probably not, but we'll see. And Heads is then a blend for the DistroKit. Quink, it's peer pressure. And blends are a way to enable people to create your own distributions, which is just it allows you at a certain point in the build system it will call two functions, and at the first stage you have your own function which just allows you to do anything you want to, and then before the final stage you can also finalize any changes you need to. So by having two functions in those stages you can have your own distribution. There are two choices for the desktop. The bootloader allows you to choose them, or you can, there are also hidden Easter eggs and with the kernel command line that you can use some different things. I chose OpenBox and AwesomeWM for now. It's, people said it's easy to use, so this is what I'm trying to do, is just making a desktop out of little components. So for example with OpenBox we have OpenBox as the window manager, we have PCMan as the file manager, so it also provides you with a desktop with icons and stuff. Then you have Elix panel, which is like the taskbar and the clock and all kinds of things, and the menu with the applications. So it's been quite nice experience getting a nice desktop out of all these components, and actually proving that it's still possible in 2018. What else? Yeah, there is no kind of login managers or these daemons that are just listening there. So there is the whole process tree is very small, and it's very minimal and runs in very little RAM. Has also still supports i386, so 32-bit DevOn, which is something that Tails even dropped. So there is more users for heads. And the policy I'm just following is less code is less obsolete code. So, yeah, less attacks, hopefully. The other utilities are like Firefox and stuff. LibreOffice, which have to be changed. LibreOffice is being changed with AbbeyWord and Gnumeric and those kind of tools. Maybe at some point we'll be able to change them with Catpoint and Point tools. Tor browser is the default browser because out of the box you are already connected to the Tor network and all your traffic is already routed through the Tor network. Something we'll try is to use Surf as well, having Tor, so maybe just providing a patch or something with the proxies. Because Tor sucks and the LD preload hack isn't really a way to do it properly. The file system is a Git repository. Something I found the concept in Stali, so I found it quite interesting. And this has proven to be nice because if I boot my system and it's connected to Tor, so I can anonymously grab some of my files. They can be encrypted or not, so it's very easy to do that kind of stuff. Or you can just have your own repository that you can fetch and customize your desktop, or have extra software like DWM instead of Awesome and things like that can be useful. I still want more people to try it out and tell me their use cases and what they managed to do out of it. And yeah, that would be it. Kind of fast. I'm wondering about what is missing and what is too much. So the more users I get, the more feedback I get, it will be easier to figure out what to do. Basically, some general thoughts. If you have any, please write them on IRC. And I'm wondering what we can do more for Gopher as well, because now the heads server needs a Gopher hole instead of just a website. What else?